The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. A little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
We were just talking about something that, even though we're not all the same age, are in the same age category. Riggins and Rob are millennials, and Ace and I are Gen X. We all had old school opinions on this, I think. Maybe Rob didn't, but we were talking about how you'll see these stories that come up and say, you know, bosses are using this to try to lure employees back to the office. And you know, what the hell are you talking about? Lure employees back to the office. If you want the employees back in the office, you say, we want you back in the office. And if you aren't, well, if you don't want to do that, then we will put someone else in your office and you will be shit canned.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? You're just dealing with like a little child. You're a parent that doesn't believe in spanking. I mean, come on.
Hey, everybody, returning to the office on July 7th. So you got a few weeks notice. Everybody's back in the office July 7th.
And then Riggins reminded us, because all that crap started with COVID.
Yeah.
You know, all the fake hysteria about COVID. And so it's one of those deals where once somebody gets something, they don't want to give it up. Even though you can tell them it's temporary all you want, they're just, you know, a lot of people are just brats. And I didn't even remember this. Riggins pointed out when we worked at the other radio station when they started trying to get the office people and all back into the building. What did they say?
We're going to have a food truck on Friday and live music. I was like, first of all, it's Friday. Like, you think that's maybe not the best day to do it, but also it was a food truck that only served chili.
Yeah,
and it was the chili in the parking lot. No, I'm sure it was delicious.
And it wasn't even on. Like, we're going to pay for food truck food. You just get to go out in the parking lot and have a little food truck day.
They're going
to
be there.
You're going to pay for it yourself.
Yeah.
And they were going to do it like 3 hours after we were gone for the day.
Well, they didn't need to lure us back because we were there the whole time.
We had to be there. Yeah. Well, I was upset about that part. I was like, I want to try this.
God, I remember too, going in there.
Rob was the only one excited about the food truck.
I want to try it.
That's
good.
Well, and the thing was, so many of those people lived in an area of Charlotte where most of them lived in like high rises or apartment complexes or whatever. Where, hey, guess what? There's gonna be a food truck outside their front door when they get home.
It's not exciting.
You can have it in the office.
But it was wild though. Remember, we used to go in though during COVID, and we were the only people in the whole building would be just black except for the hallway that we were working down. It was crazy.
But that was during that time, at least, where they were saying, the government was making it was the stages of getting back to normal, where you can make it voluntary for the employees to come back to the office, which is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
My favorite part was that when we were still coming in, they gave us these name tags that said like emergency employee, red and yellow. It looked like we should be in hazmat suits. I mean, it had caution things, emergency employee, let them through.
Yeah, we were supposed to show that to the police if the police ask why we're outside the home. I mean,
I just threw mine away the other day. I went, look at this.
I would never
throw
that away. I have saved that and cherished it because I'm thinking like, that's going to be a great story one day for my grandkids.
God. Or for Dax. It's just like full-fledged Marxist regime. making people stay in the house and saying, "You, I need to see your papers for you to be outside. Show me the papers."
I clung to that thing. I was like, I don't want to get in trouble, please.
Oh, God. And then we had to get some kind, we had to jump through an extra hoop or something because we weren't technically employees of the broadcast company since we own our own company and subcontract.
Weren't they originally going to tell us that we couldn't because we were those kind of employees?
No.
I thought that's what the case was.
No. We just had to have proper documents drawn up, you know, through that company. We had to get approval through that company for us to say that we work for that company in order to be emergency personnel that has to get to work and do a radio show.
And I think we had to indemnify them in case we got sick or something. So we couldn't come back and sue them if somebody got sick and died.
Yeah, but if we would have come in there with knowingly having COVID and got somebody sick, then they would have been suing our ass.
Oh, I don't doubt it. That's kind of why I don't feel bad for some of these companies, because they didn't treat it like this is temporary. They were like, we're moving to a hybrid work system. It's like, well, maybe you shouldn't have done that in the first place, because now you're really struggling to get people back.
And there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people now, though, that they've done some research. They're like, hey, let's go back. I'd like to come back to the office. I'm
trying to get out of the house.
I'm trying to get out of this house sometimes. Get my
fat ass somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, but they looked at it at first like some of these companies where you're saying they jumped the gun on Riggins to make it permanent is that they thought, oh, God, well, we can save so much money by not having office space and all that stuff. And then they realized, oh, wait, we're losing money because the productivity is not there.
Yeah.
Now, some of them, I know there are examples where it's, you know, just fine to be working from home and all that. But it doesn't matter in what we were talking about. It doesn't matter productivity. You don't even have to look into any of that. If the boss says, I want you back in the office, you go back in the office.
Yeah. At one point, the number one seller on Amazon was a device called a mouse jiggler.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a little vibrating mouse pad that would just keep your mouse constantly in motion. That was the number one seller on Amazon. I mean, that should tell you everything. People were like, I'll just use a little mouse jiggler so people think I'm working. It's great. It's so funny.
But I knew a woman that worked from home, and she would take her laptop into the store, like Target and all, with her so she could move the mouse because she's supposed to be online the whole time.
Yeah, periodically just give it a little wiggle. But I'm thinking I'm working.
But I just can remember going on, because there was no other outside business for us to be involved in. We would just do the show, and then, but even at that, it was weird because we were limited in what you could do. Because you didn't have, you know, didn't have access to anything or to do a lot of different stuff like we normally would. But I remember going home and just sitting around like you were home in the morning still. I was like, oh, I feel like I should be working more, but there's nothing to do. Like we don't have meetings. We don't have clients to talk to. We don't have, production to do. It's like there's nothing else to do but just do the show and go home every day.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, they really messed up the country.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
just terrible. Terrible, terrible. They're evil people.
I took a nap every day. It was great.
Like our governor. wait, you could take a nap every day now, too.
That's true.
but our governor, the North Carolina governor, is an evil son of a bitch. Shutting people's businesses down and all that. It's like, I think I'm going to leave this in place for this. And then our medical person, whatever she was called, now works for the Biden administration. Remember they had that video of her saying, I'll call the Boston or the Massachusetts office. That's, he could say, are you going to allow professional sports this weekend? No, me either. I'm not going to allow professional sports this weekend either. Like, shut up, you little dictator. Just messes all up. But go back to the office. If your boss wants you to go back, don't be a turd.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, I really would. I'm not a person that, just likes to trample on people or anything. I hate, having to deliver bad news to people, like whenever we've had to let people go and all of that. But I would gladly say, no, if you're protesting, acting like you don't want to come back to the office, fine. You don't have to. You're banned. You're not allowed back in the office.
Right to jail.
You turd.
Name calling's always helpful.
It's like you're nothing but a turd.
So we're gonna let you go, turd.
Yeah,
you a turd.
He must be upset with me. He's calling me names.
Can he call me a turd?
And I'd be texting him pictures every day of whoever took over their office and their desk and their numbers and all of that. You know, yeah. Hope you're comfortable at home. Goober face.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.